seek you and to follow.
Lead us ever closer to your presence.
When we forget who we are and whose we are,
remind us with your light, O Christ.
When we are weary and long for renewal,
strengthen us with your light, O Christ.
O Christ, you lead us not only in guidance, but to the truth of who we are.
In you we are named and claimed as beloved children of God.
As the waters of baptism washed over us, we were made new.
Marked with the cross of Christ and sealed with the Spirit forever.
Have mercy on us, O God.
Against you, you alone, we have sinned. In your compassion, cleanse us from our sin and take away our guilt. Create in us a new heart and give us a steadfast spirit. Do not cast us away, but fill us with your Holy Spirit and restore your joy within us. Amen.
By the mercy of God, we are united with Jesus Christ, in whom we are forgiven. We rest now in the presence of Christ and rise in the morning to serve.
Amen.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be reborn of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength. Thank you.
I'm not too sure what that buzzing's about.
There.
I think I just discovered it. Well, may the peace of Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, on this day you revealed your Son to the nations by the leading of a star. Lead us now by faith
to know your presence in our lives and bring us at last to the full vision of your glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And at this point, we invite our children forward. And barring any children, welcome, my children. We are now in the Epiphany part of the church year. And so we all wonder what Epiphany means, right? What does Epiphany mean?
Sudden appearance.
Sudden appearance, I hear that, yeah?
A thought.
Thought, yeah, yeah. Ooh, see, she went where I was going to go. We all know the old cartoons, right? You're having a thought, and then you realize what it is, and then... This is what Epiphany is in the church year. It's all the moments when the light bulb gets turned on and something goes, oh, I get it. And the sudden appearance of Christ and the realization of who Christ is. So for the next part, from here till almost Lent, we'll be in Epiphany and the time after Epiphany. And it's all about those light bulb moments. But then we have our text this morning and we all kind of wonder what it is about. And, oh yeah, so I didn't know if this was going to work. You got a string, one string has a journey, and it goes all the way around, and if I had enough string, I would have gone back at the church, right? And then we have another string over here, and it has its other journey that could have been all the way around the pews, tripping hazards all the way, but I didn't do that one. They run out of string. But both strings have their own journeys. They go their own way. And today we remember that the journey of the Magi, and a few Sundays ago we had the journey of the shepherds. Two totally different journeys. And yet both journeys ended up at the foot of Jesus. And we all have our own journeys, people. Everyone has their own journey. No one gets to tell another person what their journey is. And the marvelous wonder of this story, of the Spirit and of Christ, is it doesn't matter what your journey is, how long it takes, how windy the road is, the only thing that matters is that ultimately we come to the feet of Jesus together. So let us pray. On the count of three, we'll bring our hands together. One, two, three. Please repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for your stars.
Thank you for your stars.
Amen.
Amen.
First reading is from Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Hear now the word. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried in their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We'll sing the psalm this morning, found on page 7 of your bulletin. I'll begin with the light print. Please respond by singing the bold print. Psalm 72. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son.
That he may rule your people righteously and the poor with justice.
That the mountains may bring prosperity to the people and the hills in righteousness.
Let him defend the needy among the people, rescue the poor and crush the oppressor.
May he live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another.
Let him come down like rain upon the mown field, like showers that water the earth.
In his time may the righteous flourish, and let there be an abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more.
May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles pay tribute, and the kings of Sheba and Saba offer gifts.
May all the kings bow down before him, and all the nations do him service.
For the king delivers the poor who cry out in distress, the oppressed and those who have no helper.
He has compassion on the lowly and poor, and preserves the lives of the needy.
From oppression and violence he redeems their lives, and precious is their blood in his sight.
Our second reading is from Ephesians, the third chapter. Hear now the word. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things. so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access in boldness and confidence through faith in him. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophets, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had been seeing at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw where the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another route. This is the Holy Gospel.
Praise to you, O Christ.
They say never start a sermon with a disclaimer, but I'm going to start one. I'm going to offer one right now. Everyone's okay. Everyone's okay. There was a little surfing incident on Wednesday. Everyone's okay, but I think I might have a slight, ever so possible concussion. So that does explain a lot to me. So the sermon is this: Yay, Jesus, star words come to the table. So, and then I'm going to attempt to give a sermon, but here we go. If it doesn't make sense, that's why. But N.T. Wright sums up our message today quite beautifully, I think. He says, "Come by whatever route with your best gift." By whatever route and your best gift. And that seems to be the beautiful mystery of the story of the Magi. And it's always the rub, right? Because we're in the church, we want to tell people, come by this route, and then come by the gifts that we think you should bring. And we do this naturally because, well, that's the rub, right? Because we think our tradition is beautiful, and our tradition is beautiful. I love the grace of the Lutheran tradition. I love that it's grace upon grace upon grace. I love getting up here every Sunday and saying all means all means all. I love our tradition. I love that we're trying to lead people to Christ. But we can also, and the danger is always to weaponize that tradition and say that it encompasses all of God. And somehow serving tradition equals serving God. And it doesn't. God is much bigger than the Lutheran tradition. I imagine God is much, much bigger even than the Christian tradition. And we're all just scrapping together our metaphors, trying to understand the gaze. And our own tradition, of course, we know is made up of many things. An ancient Jewish religion that merged with a Greco-Roman religion, which merged into a medieval religion. And it's been handed down and retold and reconceptualized for a couple thousand years. And if we were honest with ourselves, if St. Paul showed up to worship this Sunday, I do not know whether he would be scratching his head, be wondering what this new thing is, or whether he would recognize it. We don't know. We don't know these things. But the story of the Magi gives us hope, gives me hope. The story of the Magi is the people that are outside the tradition entirely. We get, of course, the word magician from the word magi. You also get the word imagination. They are the people of the imagination, of the mind, of the magicians, following the stars. All the things we generally frown upon in the Christian tradition. Yet they come by whatever route to Jesus. And you have to contrast that. I don't mean to say have, but we contrast that with Herod, priestly class, and the scribes of Jerusalem. They have the tradition. They have the book. They even offer some guidance to the magician, to the magi, on where to locate the child. And yet they do not go. They sit there plotting how to kill. And that's the invitation at Epiphany. To know that the Spirit is in the world leading us by whatever route. And each of our lives will take a different story, a different turn, mistakes, lost, wandering roads. And yet the Spirit is there leading us to Christ. And so our tradition here, and I think it's a beloved tradition because I hear the stories throughout the year, is our Star Wars. And the idea of this is during communion, you are invited, and again, this is a Lutheran church, friends, nothing is ever compelled here. But you're invited when you receive communion to reach into the Star Wars bowl, and I suggest saying a short prayer as you reach in, and you will get a star with a word on it. And the idea of this is that this is your aid to prayer and meditation for the rest of the year. That you'll use your imagination, you'll use your heartfelt, deep silence of prayer to journey with this word and the Spirit. And who knows what will unfold? Who knows what leadings you'll be given in this year? And again, if this all sounds too much and too wooey, then don't take order. Two rules, though. There's no give backs. There's no second chances. You reach in, whatever word you get, that's your word. But as I look out on this year to come, I want to, because it's Epiphany, I have to mention it. You know, we are trying to do some creative ministry. It's not the route that I think people looking at a church think that's what a church should do. But it's a route that I think I've been praying for years and years and years. And we've talked about it, about gardening projects and apple trees, and it's very an unclear vision at this point. And I take full responsibility that the vision is unclear. So we're trying to put it down in the words of the week, which will become a booklet, which will be like the meaning of worship, maybe we'll call it meaning of the garden. We're trying to explain a really grand vision on how the church can be of service to this world in a unique way, and how we as a church can draw people into this mission and ministry, and our people can encounter Christ in a genuine spiritual encounter here. And so please pay attention to the words of the week. Pay attention to things coming out. We will have more things going on to try and explain this vision, but it's quite simple. We can talk about food insecurity. We can talk about climate change. We can talk about all these things. Or we can actually go out and do something about it. We can actually grow food. We can plant apple trees. And if enough of us participate in this ministry and we get other churches involved, and there's already conversations with other churches, just imagine walking from one end of Newport to the other end of the Newport, and there's always available free food. You know, climate change comes and wipes out our roads, we have food. If someone is hungry, we would point them out and go pick an apple outside. And so, the ask. We're endeavoring on this journey. We need your prayers. We need your imagination. We need your support. We need your thoughts. Come into this exciting year where we imagine a way of doing something very creative, very, very beautiful, and if it all fails, well, we fail trying to do something beautiful. And so, pay attention to all that. But the theme of today is simple. Come to Christ by whatever means with your best gifts. And so we always remind you that we close at the table, because this is the feet of Jesus. This is where we come bearing our gifts. We come bearing our brokenness. We come bearing our burdens. And at this table, there's the exchange where we are given the divine life of Christ, the life of resurrection, to go out to love the world. Amen.
Empowered by the news of Christ's birth, let us pray boldly for the church, creation, and all who are in need. Repairer of the breach, you separate us from our sin and unite us with one another. Heal the animosity in our hearts and bind us together in love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Author of life, you sent your spirit over the waters, your breath into your children, and guiding stars across the sky. Awaken us to the plight of the planet and send us to care for your creation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Light that leads the way, you make yourself known to the nations. Illuminate just paths and guide leaders in the church and the world in your holy will. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Voice of the silenced, you cast the mighty from their thrones and fill the hungry with good things. Grant those in need the courage to demand equality, and those with abundance the wisdom to share. Respond to any who call out in need this day, especially for Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Paul, Mike, Kenneth, Tracy, Emma, Catalea, Ed, Jean, Paul. For immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. For victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world. And also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. O God.
Your mercy is great.
Proclaimer of promises, you raise up prophets and messengers in the places we least expect. Equip us to listen well to those who bring both good news and painful truths. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Redeemer of the saints, you gift us with many people throughout our lives who point the way to you. We give you thanks for the recently departed and all who have loved us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
With the joy of Christ's birth in our hearts, we commend our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your boundless mercy and eternal love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
Invite all those now to rise for our offering here. Gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth that is in his death and resurrection, and we look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace to earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathering to one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends of God, this is the table of God for all the people, and everyone is invited for it. In a moment, the ushers will come, and we ask that you fill our communion rail from right to left. You may receive communion either standing or kneeling. Only extend your hand out, and the bread will be given to you. And then reach in and eat a red cup, which is wine, or a clear juice, which is grape juice. And then the starboard will come back. Friends, this is God's table. It is for all, and all means all, which means all, and all are welcome to this table. Amen.
Father, Son, we are.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keep us in grace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Incarnate God, you are among us at this table. May we treasure this gift and ponder in our hearts the mystery of your presence. Move us to discover the wonders of your love in the everyday moments of our lives through Christ born in us. Friends, we pause just momentarily for some announcements, and we want to extend a heartfelt ask that if you have not already turned in your pledge sheets, that you please turn them in. It helps us with the budget. Even if you're not pledging to give anything, it's still helpful to have that form in so that as we're tracking, we know what may or may not be coming in. You know, it's always a hard task. I know it's sensitive information, but I guess still, if you turn in a pledge sheet, it's helpful. Secondly, if you're a part of the Hope Team, that training will be on the 14th at 3 o'clock here at the church. And I have another note down, I can't interpret what I was trying to write, but we also want to say, invite every congregation member to also consider that our annual meeting is coming up and we still have spots on the church council that need to be filled. If you want to be part of this exciting year, come speak with us. With that being said, Sandy has an temple talk.
I have another road. Maybe not another road, help along the road. I want to talk to you about Christian Life Community, which is also known as CLC. It is a worldwide organization of small groups that use Ignatian spirituality to encounter God. David and I have been a part of CLC, a small group, for about 9 years. We meet every 2 weeks, and we look forward to the hugs, we look forward to the food, but we also look forward to the meditation time that we spend together with this small group. There is going to be an information meeting next Saturday, January 10th, here at Atonement Lutheran Church, downstairs in the fellowship hall. That'll be January 10th at 1 p.m. And I hope that you will consider coming to that meeting and finding out more about this organization that gives us help along that road that we are on. Thank you.
One more thing. We have poinsettias up there in front. We have some out here on the table. If you'd like one to take home and plant, go ahead and take it. If not, they'll be donated to Thompson's.
Yeah. On Wednesday.
Wednesday. And I realized what I wrote. I said full swing, and I'm trying to figure out what that meant. The church office is back and open, and we're in full swing business, so all normal weekly activities are occurring. So, with that being said, let us prepare our hearts for the blessing. May the triune God, glorious mystery, holy incarnate one, abiding comfort, bless you with endless grace, peace, and joy.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
to God in the highest.
And peace to God's people on earth.
Go in joy, embody God's redeeming grace.
Thanks be to God.